A small museum in Waterbury, Connecticut, had a skeleton in its closet, really, and it's been struggling with what to do about it. Harriet Baskus brings us this installment in our occasional series about hidden treasures behind the museum scenes.
Lots of people who grew up in Waterbury before 1970 remember school trips to the Mattituck Museum to see the 10,000-piece button display, Charles Goodyear's rubber desk, and colonial-era tools and clothing. But for most, like Lillian Brown, one memory stands out. Larry.
Larry was the thing to see when you go to the museum. I don't think anybody ever envisioned that this was truly a human being. It was just a skeleton and all the ghost stories that people would tell.
Some kids had nightmares about Larry. Others claimed he was their grandfather, George Washington, or a Revolutionary War hero. Bill Bergen knew better.
My great-grandfather purchased a building in Waterbury for a funeral home. Well, when he bought it, they wanted to renovate it. Well, the crew started the renovation project, and they opened up this closet that was boarded over and found the skeleton hanging there, and they were quite surprised, to say the least.
That was 1910. According to a newspaper clipping in the Bergen family scrapbook, the skeleton was the remains of a man enslaved to one Dr. Porter in the late 1700s. After the slave drowned, Porter boiled and stripped the body to make an anatomy display. The name of each bone was written right on the skeleton, and Larry was inscribed on the forehead. Porter's descendants had locked Larry in the closet. When he was rediscovered, he was donated to the Mattituck Museum.
He was displayed the way that you would see a skeleton in a doctor's office.
Marie Galbraith is the museum's current executive director. She says Larry hung in a glass case until 1970, when museum officials finally acknowledged that he was more than a collection of bones.
He was a father. He was a husband. He was someone's son.
So Larry was boxed up and stored in the museum basement until 1999. That's when Waterbury's African American History Project Committee started meeting at the museum to study local black history. Committee Chair Maxine Watts says months into the project, the committee learned that Larry had been right under their feet.
Then we said, well, if that's the case, you know, bring him on up. This is where we want to start.
They started by calling an historian who discovered that no one named Larry ever lived in Dr. Porter's household. A man named Fortune did, though. Local records reveal that he died sometime before 1803 and that he had a wife named Dinah and four children. To learn more, anthropologists and archaeologists from three different universities were called in to study Fortune's bones. Warren Perry is an associate professor of anthropology at Central Connecticut State University and says they can't tell for sure how Fortune died, but his bones reveal a great deal about how he lived.
We have his skull here in front of us. We just have the top of it. There's a, how can I explain it, an unevenness about his eye sockets. They're not level. They're not straight across. He was probably beaten around the face. So this skeleton in the closet has told us that his life was not nice.
What that life may have been like inspired Marilyn Nelson, Connecticut's poet laureate, to compose a 9-page poem for Fortune.
Fortune was born, he died. Between those truths stretched years of drudgery, years of pit-deep sleep in which he hauled and lifted, dug and plowed, glimpsing the steep impossibility of freedom.
A tape of the poem is included in an exhibition about Fortune, now at the Mattituck Museum. Fortune's bones, however, are not on display. They're still being studied and, out of respect, stored away. Al Walton of the African American History Project Committee says some people think the bones should be kept for research.
I think of the Indians in their situation when their ancestors' bones were taken for display in museums and taken for scientific research. They came of the mind that enough, we're now going to take our ancestors, our old ones, give them a ceremony, lay them to rest. I think it's time for us to do the same as black Americans, African Americans, to do the same for Fortune.
So who decides? Mattituck Museum officials say they're leaving that up to the African American History Project Committee. Committee members say they'll poll the community through a series of debates and public discussions. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis in Waterbury, Connecticut.